delighted to say. Next up is Kyle McBride. What a year for the young in his own rally driving. I've been looking forward to speaking to him for quite a while. Delighted to say, or at least I hope, he is joining us on the line. Kyle McBride, how are you keeping and how's all on his own?
Hello, thanks for having me on. Yeah, all good, thank God. Great year, and yeah, delighted to having me on there. Thank you very much.
No problem. We're going to delve into your career and your 2025 in just a second. Talk to me about this time of year. Is it a relaxed Kyle McBride, or is it a hectic one in the month of December? I imagine it'll be pretty quiet, Kyle, would it be correct?
Yeah, that's it. Look, it's kind of a small bit of relaxation and kind of plan for next year now, and it's kind of quite busy because we're putting full focus into the year ahead and what needs to be planned and what the budget is required to do for next year and what we need to do and what's the most appropriate plan. But it never stops, and I think that's the great thing about this sport is that it keeps you on your toes at all times. So yeah, just delighted.
You used the word budget, Kyle. Talk to me about your car. Am I correct in saying Peugeot 208? I stand to be corrected.
So it's a Peugeot 208 Rally 4 car, which is made in France, and we've had our car now this past two seasons, and it's been quite good to us. So she had to work hard this year to get what she had to get, but it's really really good car, and it's just a dream to be able to drive one of these cars at this level, and can't thank all the people behind me enough for helping me get it, you know.
Speaking of the word dream, Kyle, looking through your honours this year, certainly unbelievable stuff. We'll be coming to that in just a second. Let's go back to the start now, Kyle. Was it always going to be rallying from you? What is your first rally memory? Maybe was it watching TV and you were saying to yourself you wanted to be that person, say, when you're older? What was your first rally memory?
Yeah, look, suppose it's kind of in the family. My father used to compete years ago when I was younger. I was always around rally cars, and I actually remember my father taking me a run in a Civic before he sold it back when I was quite young. And I think from then, I always was kind of really into petrol engines and just anything that had an engine. If it was a quad or anything, I was driving anything that I could get my hands on at a young age. And yeah, I just grew up around a family that's into motorsport, into rallying. My cousins compete in rallying as well, and I think further I grew up, I kind of just grew up around it, and I knew no better, and I just it was for me, and I'm just hugely interested in it, and I just, look, it kind of just grew up around me, and I'm just hugely interested in it, and yeah, just to get the opportunity to do it is incredible, and it's a huge effort by a lot of people to get to where I got to, you know.
Let's say a special mention for Dara Mullen. He's your co-driver, am I correct in saying?
Dara's my co-driver this past 2 years, and he's been absolutely unbelievable this past two seasons. He's really really good, and he's a great man to have beside me, keeping me right most of the time, and not easy at times, but it's great to have a good man beside you, and I think it's a team effort at the end of the day. Look, I'm driving the car, of course, but if I haven't got good notes, I'll not be able to drive too fast. So, yeah, he's unbelievable at his job, and can't thank him enough this past 2 years for doing a great job, and looking forward to the year ahead too.
Good notes and driving fast. You won the Junior British Rally Championship in October. That's no mean feat. Put your feelings into words directly after that. Outside looking in here. Would it be the best moment of your rallying career, or would I be correct in saying that?
Yeah, 100%. Look, we've when you're younger, you always dream about doing stuff like this, and you know, when you get to do it and when you're in the moment doing it, you're so focused with what you have to do, and it's starting to sink in now that, you know, we've did it. We've been trying to win it this past 3 years, so I think it makes it more special when you hard earn it, you know, this past few years. It's just wasn't just luck or anything. It's just been, it's been a few years in the making, and it's just incredible to get it, especially when we've worked so hard to try and get it. And it was really, really important to get it this year. This was, we set out at the start of the year to compete in the Junior BRC, and our full focus was to win it, and this Lantis Cup promoted by Racing Rally. So we set out at the start of the year and we said, look, For next year's plans, it's crucial to win these two championships, and going forward we had to win them. And yeah, it's really good because the Stellantis Cup had a prize on offer, so it's free entries and free tyres for the Junior European Rally Championship, which is based in Europe. And yeah, we won that prize, so we're just absolutely delighted to win both championships. And yeah, it's been absolutely unreal.
Brilliant stuff, brilliant stuff. Another highlight of your career, your recent career, I should say, 2025, was an event that recently took place in Dublin, the Billy Coleman Award for Young Rally Driver of the Year. Icing on the cake, I must add.
Yeah, of course. Look, we've actually been working towards this probably this past 4 years, and we came runner-up twice, and yeah, third time lucky we got it. And I think when we set out at the start of the year to do these two championships, if we could win them, it would leave us in a solid position for the award, you know. And thankfully it did. And yeah, absolutely unbelievable. We just literally last Wednesday we were down in Dublin, and they announced the winner. So it was two Wednesdays ago we were down doing the interview, and then yeah, they announced the winner last Wednesday. And yeah, it's just, look, this is something that I've looked up to over the years, the amount of people that has won this, that has went on to do some amazing things with rallying and rallying as a sport, you know. And yeah, like you've the likes of Craig Breen who won it, you know, Stuart Darcy, you have the likes of Callum Devine, Josh Moffat, and yeah, look, really, really top rally drivers that has won this award. And yeah, just to add my name to that list is a dream come true, and can't thank the likes of the Motorsport Ireland Rally Academy enough for helping me do it, all my sponsors, my family, my dad, my mum. And yeah, look, it's a huge effort by all these people that you don't see, so just can't thank them enough.
We talked about the Stellantis Cup. We talked about the Junior British Rally Championship, a title back in October. What's the other highlights of your 2025 as we approach the end of the year, Kyle?
Yeah, look, there's so much memories made, so much highlights throughout the year, and yeah, I think it's there's that many to choose from, but like getting the opportunity to compete at my home event, so obviously the Donegal International Rally, and having the stages quite local, to me was incredible to be able to drive a rally car on a road that's relatively close to me. So yeah, that and competing in the likes of Rally Cardigan and just getting the opportunity to go over, it's always been a dream when I've been younger to do these sort of things. And when you get the opportunity to do them, you have to grab them by both hands and make sure you make the most of them, because they're not going to be there forever. And there's a lot of young people I would dream to be in, be able to do that as well. And yeah, just it's an honour to be able to do it. So we just have to try our best and try and make sure we won, you know.
Kyle, can you talk to me about the expectation levels as we head into 2026?
Yeah, so obviously we've won the Billy Coleman Award now. That prize is €100,000, and then we also have the prize fund from the Stellantis Cup, which is free entry fees and free tyres for the Junior European Rally Championship. So yeah, we're in a good position now. We're currently working hard trying to get a programme together for the Junior European Rally Championship. So yeah, it's quite a big step up, and it's kind of the next step in my career now. So yeah, we're working towards getting a programme put in place for that and getting the budget put in place for that, and hopefully we can get that done now over the winter months and leave ourselves in a good place for next year and go out and do that championship and yeah, compete against the rest of the world, I suppose, and see what we can do compared to those. So yeah, just looking forward to the year ahead.
Finally, Kyle, in terms of every sport, it has its challenges. What would you see as the main challenges for you in the world of rallying?
Yeah, there's so much challenges, and there's so much things that can happen with rallying, and it's I think it's a crazy unique sport that not a wide lot of people knows about it locally, but there's so much demand on the driver and the co-driver and the team, the mechanics, having the car prepared to high standards so it can compete at a high level. It's really incredible. The sport, whenever we do it, we don't think too much about the sport because we're so used to it and doing it. And yeah, it has a huge amount of challenges. And like for me as a driver, like most of the work's done before you get to the event. So when you get to the event, it's actually the easy part's just sitting in the car and driving it. You know, you've all your notes, everything prepared, and you've gone through everything with the likes of the Motorsport Ireland Rally Academy, your fitness, your nutrition, and look, the hard work's done, the prep's done before you even get into the rally car, like, and you have your recce done. And yeah, once you've all those things done and you've them done as best you can and give yourself the best chance possible to go as fast as you can, that's really crucial. And of course, getting the budget put in place, because this sport isn't cheap, it's relatively expensive. And yeah, without all my amazing sponsors and people who's helped me throughout this past few years and this year especially, so yeah, thanks to all those people. And yeah, that's definitely, there's a lot of challenges, but I think that's what makes it really interesting.
Okay, I just listened to you there. I'm really looking forward to 2026. From everybody here at Highland Radio, we wish you continued success, and I must say, you seem a humble young man, so we're really looking forward, and we'll keep an ear and an eye out for 2026.
Cheers. Thanks for having me on.